Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I'm here to ask you a question that people have been asking me. If you were in a fight, who would you want on your side if you were in a fight? And they gave me choices between Alan West, who's a very conservative war hero, or John Kerry, who's supposedly a war hero. At least he told us he was a war hero. He had a couple Purple Hearts. In a fight. You want Alan West, of course. He's a fighter. You don't want to go into a fight with a big pussy next to you. If there's a bunch of people coming after you, you don't want some pussy. You want some tough guy. He's going to say, let's go get him. Instead of like, run. Now, same thing if you had another choice. If you're in a fight, who would you want by your side? Sarah Palin or Nancy Pelosi? Freaking give me Sarah Palin, man. She'll tear someone a new ass. All I've got to say to you is, you want tough people to surround you. You want people who will stick up for you. You get these people, they're such phonies. They're such wimps. They're such pussies. And they talk all big, and they're always derogatory toward you out there, you plebeians, you rabble. You fools, you're not good enough, you're so dumb, you don't understand because you don't want them to lead you on and onward. In a fight, I sure as hell wouldn't want those puds next to me. And think of this one too. If you're in a fight and you could have somebody by your side, would you take George Bush or Obama? In a fight. If you take Obama, then you're going to lose. You take George Bush into the fight because he's a fighter. You take a fighter. Now, I'm not saying anything about the guy's politics. I'm just talking about in a goddamn fight. In our life, in our world, it's going to come a time when we're going to have to fight. And do you really want these pussies in charge? They're running. They're tree huggers. They're punks. They got no balls. Especially Pelosi, she's got no balls. It's a joke. But anyway, seriously, I want a fighter next to me. I want someone who's willing to fight and make it happen and support me and be there for me. And those are the kind of people I want around me. I want a guy like Alan West. He ain't afraid to draw his gun, man. He's a man. Care what color he is. All I know is, in a fight, I want him next to me. I don't want him against me. I don't want him next to me. Going forward after the bad guys. So, think about that in your life. Do you want somebody next to you? Like I say, if I could pick any woman I wanted in a fight, pick a woman to be on my side, I'd take my wife. She's a fighter, man. She is one tough girl. She ain't big, but she's tough. And I know she'll never leave my side. Isn't that what you want? That damn loyalty. Someone who's worth a damn. And just think about it. If the going got rough and Nancy Pelosi was next to you and it was down between you two and some other bad guys, you think she'd save you, help you? She'd be running her ass the hell out of there trying to sue somebody. I'm talking about a fight, guys, a real fight where someone's trying to hurt you. You don't want her. She ain't worth a gosh dang. She ain't worth a tinker's damn, as they used to say in the old days. You want somebody who's going to support you and be there with you and never leave your side. Think about that. Think about that every day. Who do you want on your darn side? I want a fighter, man. I want someone on my side. I certainly don't want them against me. I want them for me. Keep hanging in there. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor.